don't want no trouble, but I get back from it. I'm a trainer, like I can know I get that money.
That's right,
that's right, that's right.
Yeah, CST 102.3. I'm your boy, the Scholar, sitting next to the king of CST, Huggy Bear. And we got Frankie Blanco still in the building, Miss Avery still in the building. For those of you who are just now tuning in, we are about to hit you with our newscaster, China Sellers.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
All right.
All right. Well, I do have a couple stories to get underway this afternoon. Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick brushed off questions from reporters earlier this afternoon while on his way to a live radio interview.
Hold on. I can answer this and then we go forward. We'll be answering all the questions that I think you all have. We're going to answer. If you have any questions after that, we'd be happy to come and talk to you about those or send you
You're going to make yourself available after this broadcast. That interview was with WMXD-FM radio host Frankie Darcel, talking about the scandal, the agreement, Christine Beatty, and how it has affected his family. When asked about lying under oath, the mayor responded, "After the legal process is complete, I will be glad to have that conversation." A female student shot two other women and herself today inside of a classroom on the Baton Rouge campus of Louisiana Technical College. Reporter Sue Lincoln was on the scene.
Three total dead that Baton Rouge police found on the floor in one classroom. As far as they can tell, no others were injured. Speaking to witnesses, they determined that one of the females found dead was indeed the shooter.
The school's website said classes were canceled for the day and an announcement would be made letting the students know when classes will resume. Former Dearborn Mayor John B. O'Reilly Sr., who led the city through two terms from 1978 through 1985, died yesterday at his Lakeport home in Michigan. He was 89 years old and Dearborn's fourth mayor. Before becoming mayor, O'Reilly Sr. served as police chief for 11 years from January 1966 until July 1977. Public visitations will be on Sunday, February 10th from noon to 7 p.m. at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, which is located at 15801 Michigan Avenue. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, you might want to start snuggling up with your mate a little bit earlier as temperatures are expected to drop over the weekend. As we've seen over the last couple of days, snow, slush, and sleet have made it very difficult for drivers all across the area. And now temperatures will make it even more challenging. Today, not so bad with a high of 33 and a low of 25, but with the wind chill factored in tonight, it's going to feel like -4. Tomorrow is where we see the biggest change with a high of 33 and a low of 9. And once again, factoring in the windshield, it's going to feel much colder. Sunday, expect very high winds with a high of 18 and a low of 10. So if you got any pre-Valentine's Day plans this weekend, bundle up because it's going to be cold.
She take my money? Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time, that digs on me.
Want to be on TV? Well, MTV and Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx have teamed up for MTV's next hit reality TV show, From G's to Gents. The show will take 15 young G's and polish them up, giving them lessons in everything from style and grace, etiquette, and business skills. The winner of the show will receive a large cash prize and an opportunity to make their dream job and lifestyle a reality. To be on the show, email charmingfellas@gmail.com. That's charmingfellas@gmail.com. The submission should include your full name, contact number, age, the city you live in, 2 to 3 current photos of yourself, and explain a little bit about yourself and why you need a change. That's your news for now. I'm China Sellers. Back to the takeover with Frankie and Huggy.
Yeah.
I think you guys should try out for the show.
Well, we're already gents.
I'm already gentlemen.
There's a big cash prize involved. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Money speaks. Money talks.
I think I disappointed Miss Sellers because she asked me to wear a suit today.
I did, and you did disappoint me. You said you don't even own a suit, so we're going to have to work on that.
You going to get me a suit?
Wait. Hold on. I got an idea. What are you doing Valentine's Day?
What am I doing Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure. I'm keeping my options open right now. I'm single, so
really?
I'm not going to make any plans just yet.
Okay. Well, you know, we were just talking
about Chris getting a Valentine's Day date. And, you know,
That could be in the works. We will.
Hey,
we'll just take it one day at a time.
Okay, all right.
Okay, see, that's what. Anyway, China. You know that wasn't my idea. Okay, I see Professor in the background shaking his head. That wasn't even me.
That was all me.
That
professor.
Was all
that was
Huggy
all me.
Over here. I was gonna ask you, did you take speech classes? Because you know, the way you articulate yourself is very.
I think it's just the news is in my blood. You're either born with it, you either have it or you don't. So I can't really give you any tips. It's just something that you have to have a passion for.
Because you make me want to watch CNN.
You should. You should be involved in your current events. It's important.
I try to be. Well, that was good news and good talking to you yet again. You need to come on the show one of these days. And actually,
I mean, she's on the show.
I'm talking about not in between the show. I'm talking about get in on the topic.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know
that might
saying?
Be a good
like,
idea.
For real, you got to jump on that. But,
yeah, because the topic is getting him a date.
Oh.
So with that being said, CST 102.3, it's your boy Huggy B in the place to be.
And I'm the embarrassed scholar right now.
Cut the check.
Frosty, man. That's my thing. Stay frosty.
Oh, 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 oh. Hey, hey.